You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Centre on Monday implemented the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019, notifying the rules 4 years after the contentious law was passed by Parliament to fast-track citizenship for undocumented non-Muslim migrants from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan who came to India before 31st December 2014. With the unveiling of the rules that came days ahead of the announcement of the Lok Sabha elections, the Modi government will now start granting Indian nationality to persecuted non-Muslim migrants Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, Buddhists, Parsis and Christians from the three countries. The rules come into force with immediate effect, according to a Gazette notification. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has delivered on another commitment and realized the promise of the makers of the Constitution. The busy Ahmedabad-Mumbai Central route will get a second Vande Bharat Express on Tuesday when Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually flag off the semi-high-speed luxurious train, Western Railway officials said on Monday. According to a WR release, Modi will flag off the inaugural run of the Ahmedabad-Mumbai Central Superfast train along with the extension of the Ahmedabad-Jamnagar Vande Bharat Express up to Okha through video conferencing at 9 a.m. Booking for the Ahmedabad-Mumbai Central Vande Bharat Express will start at PRS, Passenger Reservation System, counters and on the IRCTC website the same day and regular services will commence on 13th March, the officials said. Kate, Princess of Wales, apologized Monday for confusion caused by her altering of a family photo released by the palace, an image of Kate and her children that was intended to calm concern and speculation about the British royal's health, but had the opposite effect. Several news agencies that initially published the photo, including the Associated Press, withdrew the image over concerns about digital manipulation. Issued by the couple's Kensington Palace office on Sunday to mark Mother's Day in Britain, it was the first official photo of 42-year-old Kate since she had abdominal surgery nearly 2 months ago. The retraction sent the online rumor mill, already rampant with speculation over Kate's operation and recuperation, into overdrive. The PR disaster is more evidence that the royal family's long-held mantra, never complain, never explain, is impossible in a social media-saturated era. Star Indian all-rounder Hardik Pandya joined the Mumbai Indians camp ahead of the Indian Premier League season starting from 22nd March this year. Notably, Pandya is set to captain Mumbai Indians, replacing their five-time Indian Premier League trophy-winning skipper Rohit Sharma in the 2024 season of the Cash Rich League. In a video posted by Mumbai Indians' official X handle, Pandya was seen entering the MI dressing room and performing a puja along with head coach Mark Boucher. In November last year, Pandya moved back from Gujarat Titans to his former franchise as part of a trade between both franchises. Wins for Oppenheimer, live musical performances from Barbie and a naked John Cena helped lift Oscars ratings for a third consecutive year, early viewing figures showed Monday, as 19.5 million tuned in to watch Hollywood's Big Night. Broadcaster ABC's figure for Sunday night's well-reviewed gala was nearly double the pandemic-era ratings nadir of 10.4 million, though still historically low for a telecast that regularly topped 40 million just a decade ago. Christopher Nolan's atomic bomb drama, Oppenheimer, ended the 96th Academy Awards with 7 prizes, including Best Picture, Best Director and Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, while Poor Things earned 4 as its star Emma Stone prevailed in a tense Best Actress race.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.